Hi, this is Dan Sheridan, and this is number 4 in our series in Genesis, and we are going through the Bible line by line as much as we can, and we hope you're joining us. We hope you're taking the time to read the Bible on your own, friends. We hope you followed our advice in our first of this series, where we talked about the importance of living by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Well, we are in Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, and I'll just read the passage, and we'll go back and make some comments on it. Genesis 1, 6 through 8, and God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Now, notice once again it says, God said. How important it is. It's the word of God that brought forth all these things. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So, what is the firmament? Well, it's the place that we call the sky and outer space. We're going to see in the fourth day that the firmament not only includes the air that we breathe, the sky where the birds fly, but it also includes outer space. And so the firmament's a big expanse. But here it says, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let divide the waters from the waters. And it's interesting, this term firmament is used a couple times. In the 19th Psalm, we read this, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." So the heavens, plural, show the glory of God, or declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And so this is an important word, the word firmament. And it's the firmament that showeth his handiwork. The firmament is going to be the place where God displays his characteristics and his glory, as we saw last time. Why did God call light out of darkness? Well, because he wanted to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It is in creation he's showing his glory as it is displayed in the person and work of his Son. And here in Psalm 19, the firmament showeth his handiwork, God's creation. The firmament shows his handiwork. And not, this is not just referring to his creation, but the firmament is the place in which we, his creatures, man, the firmament is the place in which the Son of God would one day come, bleed, and die, and provide redemption, the great center of all history. It's the firmament where all his great works are displayed, not only in creation, but in his works with mankind. The history of the world is really the history of God's dealings with mankind. That's why, as I personally, I love the study of history, because you see in the rising and falling of nations God's work with mankind. So the firmament showeth his handiwork. And in creation, that means we can look up and see the sun, moon, and stars, the birds flying in the air, and all that we see, and acknowledge the handiwork of God. And then we turn to the 150th Psalm, and we see that phrase again. 150th Psalm says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power." His power is also displayed in this firmament, his handiwork and his power. So God makes a place, the firmament, where he can display his handiwork and his power. That's the purpose of the firmament. And we're going to see that within this firmament, we're going to have earth, and the place where you and I live, in the sky, and so forth. And so God says, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divide the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. Now, I want you to notice where it says there are waters above the firmament. Now, I read most commentaries, and most people I read always seem to make this refer to the clouds. And very good men have said that, and I just can't understand how they come up with that. When in the light of the 148th Psalm, and I think it's well worth reading the 148th Psalm up to that part. In Psalm 148, we read, praise ye the Lord in, from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise ye him, praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, notice the plural, and ye waters that be above the heavens, plural. That's not just the water in this first atmosphere here that's one heaven. This is the water above the heavens, plural. There's water way out there. We don't know how far it is, and I don't at least, but there's waters above the firmament. And there's probably a lot of it. And so the scripture speaks about the waters above the firmament. Remember, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I don't know how big that deep was. It certainly was a lot bigger than the ocean beds that we have out there, because God, when he separated the waters below and the waters above, I'm sure there was a lot more that went above than went below. And by the way, where do you think the waters of the flood came from? Probably not just from the rain clouds. I can't say that with certainty, but that it would seem to be, that's probably one of the areas we can think on when it comes to this subject. So there are waters up there, friends, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and morning were the second day. One other thing I want to dwell upon in this term firmament. In the Isaiah 42, when God describes this creation in Isaiah 40, if you turn there, he says this, Isaiah 40, verse 22, "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them as out as a tent to dwell in." So the heavens are like a curtain in a tent to dwell in. Notice the purpose, to dwell in. So God's made this firmament and likens it to a tent for somebody to dwell in. In Isaiah 42:5, we have another phrase, "Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit unto them that walk therein." So here he spreads it out and creates the heavens, stretches them out. So he's likened these heavens to a tent. And what's the purpose of a tent? Before I answer that, let's look one more verse, Psalm 104, the 104th Psalm, as we can turn there, and I am turning there in my Bible. The 104th Psalm, we read this verse, "Who laid the foundations," verse 5, "of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coveredest with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains." And by the way, that was the wrong verse. It's down in verse 2 what I'm looking at. It says this, verse 1 and 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain." Notice that phrase. He stretches it out like a curtain. So, the heavens above are likened by God to tents and a curtain. And you were reminded of the language used in the Exodus regarding the building of the tabernacle, a tent to dwell in. Why did God make the tabernacle in Exodus? Well, so that he may dwell among the children of Israel. And we're going to see throughout Scripture, that's one of the great themes. A tabernacle is a place for God to dwell. It's a place where blood is shed and the redemptive work is done. So this creation itself is likened to a tent. It is in this creation, this firmament, that is likened to a tabernacle where God is going to display his characteristics and is going to provide the work of redemption. What a great thing this is. Creation, see friends, there's more to creation than just the details of astronomy or the details of botany and all the other sciences that are studying this great creation. There's more to creation than just the details and specifics. There is a moral purpose in creation. We saw on day one that God called the light out of darkness. Why? Because he's going to display his glory in this creation. Day two, we see a firmament is stretched out. Why? Well, because it's the place where he's going to display his glory and his handiwork. And we saw it was likened to a tabernacle. That's where he's going to display his redeeming work. Now we come to verse 9 and 10. "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good." And let me just say this. This is an awfully humble way of putting it. God sometimes says in two verses, which really were a great event. In the 104th Psalm, he describes what took place at this event. In the 104th Psalms, it talks about the waters descending from the mountains and creating the rivers and so forth. But here in Genesis chapter 1, he describes it very quickly. At thy rebuke, it says, these waters fled. At the voice of thy thunder, they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. So God in Psalm 104 talks about how these waters descended and went to their place. And he called the dry land earth. And this is our earth. And by the way, he called the waters seas too. And God saw that it was good. Why did he see that it was good? Because it was the place where he was going to one day send his son to bleed and to die for us. This earth is the sphere of his activities. And by the way, Job 38 talked about this. He says, when I made the cloud, the garment thereof, and thick darkness, a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors. In other words, God set the waters to its decreed place, and the earth came out, and we'll continue in Genesis next time.